Welcome to Pebbles of Truth, hosted by Dr. Bruce McCracken, founder and president of House on the Rock Family Ministries. Our hope is that these biblical principles and practices, these pebbles of truth, will help you strengthen your marriage and family. To learn more about this program, visit us at pebblesoftruth.com. Well, good afternoon and welcome to Pebbles of Truth. Well, it's the beginning of a new month, and that means the beginning of a new series. And with Easter just a few short weeks away, we're going to start to discuss how parents can lead their children to Christ. It's an important area of parenting, perhaps the most important. And back with me again this week is Scott Phillips, and he's been with us for the last month or so, and we're excited to have him here. But Scott, where do parents begin with being responsible for introducing their children to Christ?
Well, accepting the challenge is the first step. Mm-hmm. It's a responsibility, hate, that frankly scares many of us. It's a lot easier to hope that the Sunday school program or the church camp will lead our kid to a saving relationship with Jesus, but the Bible is pretty clear that parents are to be the primary spiritual leaders of their children.
And I'm guessing that you're talking about Deuteronomy chapter 6.
Well, that's a great place to start. God, through Moses, tells the Israelites that they're the ones who are to teach their children mm-hmm. about walking with him. God wants us to talk about him with our kids when we're at home and when we're walking along the road, when we go to bed and when we get up. It's not optional.
And Scott, I'm guessing that many of our listeners realize that being a spiritual leader in the home is one of the roles of parenting, but they aren't really sure if their kids are either ready for those kind of talks, or perhaps even they are afraid that they won't be able to answer all their kids' questions. What thoughts can we offer to those folks?
Well, let's take those one at a time. The beauty of the gospel really is in how simple it is. Mm-hmm. There aren't a lot of complicated steps that we have to do perfectly in mm-hmm. order to accept Jesus as our Savior. Our kids are capable of learning very complex ideas at school and even in their sports and activities, so we don't want to discount their ability to love Jesus.
Mm-hmm. And in Luke chapter 18, verse 17, Jesus even says that anyone who doesn't receive the kingdom of God like a child will never enter it. So he never sets up a minimum age that someone has to reach before they can believe.
Oh, you got it. And, you know, as the other worry that we're not going to be able to answer their questions, it's a legitimate one. It's happened to me. Sometimes I think my kids sit around just thinking of questions to challenge me with.
That's true.
But, you know, I use those times to search the scriptures for an answer together and say, well, what does the Bible say?
Well, Scott, what are some of the key areas of understanding that our kids should have as they begin their journey towards Christ? I would imagine that the first step would be to understand the seriousness of sin. Would you agree?
Oh, yeah, I think so. If we don't understand why we need a Savior, why would we believe in one? Mm-hmm. It's hard sometimes to see our kids as a bunch of little sinners running around, but that is the reality. And while we don't want to browbeat our kids about their sinfulness, they do need to recognize the seriousness of it. Mm-hmm. The Bible is clear that the wages of sin is death, and the next step to understand is the cross.
And the key there is understanding that Jesus died in our place, that he provided a way for each of us to be with God despite our sin. But we have to believe that he and only he was capable of doing it.
Amen. And another key area of understanding is that we don't stop being bad and start being good when mm-hmm. we accept Jesus. We're just forgiven and able to enter heaven to be with God.
And so we need to teach our kids what it really means to truly repent, to turn mm-hmm. away from what we want as humans and towards what God wants for us. And, Scott, that's going to involve an attitude change. Would you agree?
Absolutely. Right on. Salvation is much more than just repeating a prayer, although prayer is certainly present. Mm-hmm. We've talked about the importance of leading our children to God and some of the key areas that they need to understand about before making that confession of faith. But, Cap, we're about out of time.
That's true. And that means that next week we will talk about leading your kids through that confession and also some of the do's and don'ts of this process. Well, thanks, Scott, for being with us.
Sure thing.
We also want to take a brief moment to mention our upcoming Fan the Flame date night on May the 12th at the Eden Resort. Check out our website, pebblesoftruth.com, for more information on that. But until then, let's keep building our house on the rock. You have been listening to Pebbles of Truth, a ministry of House on the Rock Family Ministries. To hear this program again or for additional information, please visit us online at pebblesoftruth.com.